Trend number 4, the network of everything. In previous issues of Trends, we've explored the phenomenon of our increasingly connected world from several different perspectives. In this edition, we'll look at some of the latest developments and challenges, beginning with a few examples of what this new world will look like. German computer scientists, electrical engineers, and mathematicians are working together to implement their vision of a so-called smart city. In such a metropolis, all devices would be intelligently linked to one another through a backbone of wireless sensors that receive, analyze, and transmit streams of data. Users of each device would benefit from the added value gained as data is analyzed and retransmitted. On a smaller scale, a smart home could be built on this model. Systems throughout the home, such as heating, air conditioning, refrigeration, media centers, and lighting, could communicate and automatically adjust to meet our specific demands. Already, it's relatively easy to imagine major appliances being connected and controlled by a smart network. But soon, even individual light bulbs will have IP addresses and they'll be connected via Wi-Fi. This has become possible with the advent of compact fluorescent and LED bulbs, which already contain tiny circuit boards that control their function. NXP, a Netherlands-based semiconductor company, has suggested that adding a tiny Wi-Fi system to these boards is relatively easy and cheap. Using a laptop or iPad, users will be able to schedule light patterns that make it appear someone is at home, or set up motion sensors that turn lights on as people enter a room. By downloading a simple app, homeowners will be able to track their energy expenses and configure a lighting plan that cuts costs. The key to connecting all these domestic devices, as well as equipment in factories, and ultimately all the devices within a city, will be a network of interconnected, low-cost wireless sensors. These sensors, along with the ubiquity of the Internet, will usher in the so-called network of everything. An effort called the Cluster ESNA project is helping move us closer to that vision with the development of a flexible framework for wireless sensor network applications. This framework will make communication possible between the various types of smart devices. These wireless networks leverage small, matchbox-sized devices that are exceptionally inexpensive and can be built into almost any device. These devices can be equipped with the capability to detect a specified combination of temperature, humidity, movement, radiation, chemicals, and light. More importantly, they can form a dynamic network which automatically rearranges itself if one or more nodes fail. The characteristics that allow these wireless networks to adapt to changing circumstances will also enable them to rebuild the network in response to changing needs, thereby increasing the way all things will be connected. Called ad hoc mobile networks, they assemble themselves from any devices that happen to be in the area. Considering the fact that nearly everything around us, from traffic lights to mobile phones, is actually a small computer, there is no shortage of such devices. As these devices move in and out of wireless range, the network will continue to adapt. So, instead of powerful routers linking a relatively few, comparatively powerful computers that make up the networks found in today's offices, these ad hoc mobile networks will leverage low-power devices that perform wireless routing, connecting devices that would otherwise be out of radio range. These ad hoc network connections have great potential to positively affect areas such as emergency management, healthcare, and traffic control. For example, consider a scenario in which a fire occurs in a highway tunnel. Fixed communication resources are quickly destroyed, and the tunnel fills with smoke. Today, under such circumstances, emergency crews would find it difficult to locate the fire and to rescue the people who are trapped. But in the near future, wireless sensors could take over, providing information on visibility, temperatures, and the locations of vehicles and people. Maps and instructions could then be forwarded to firefighters inside the tunnel via handheld terminals or helmet-mounted displays. And it's not just the handling of large-scale events where the network of everything will pay off. More commonly, we'll see small improvements in our everyday routines, from improved traffic patterns, to quicker and easier shopping experiences, to alerts from our refrigerators that particular foods are about to go out of date. Based on this trend, we offer the following four forecasts for your consideration. First, the network of everything will lead to smart everything. Earlier, we mentioned the smart home, where connectedness will deliver energy savings plus other benefits. Soon, we'll hear of the smart hospital, the smart industry, and even the smart farm. The common element will be the way the components within each system will communicate with each other. For example, patients will have mobile sensors that will report their status continually as they are moved about within a healthcare system. Farms will use wireless sensors to better gauge the need for irrigation, thus saving water and therefore reducing costs. These smart institutions will all leverage a network of real-time data to improve efficiencies. Second, over the coming decade, radio frequency identification technology will integrate seamlessly into the network of everything to streamline our lives. Imagine never again waiting in line in a store. This will become the norm thanks to RFID technology. These small tags are read wirelessly, providing information such as what products are on a pallet moving through a distribution chain. The big news is that the cost to make these tags continues to drop, making it cost-effective to place them on nearly every piece of merchandise. This will allow retailers to track these products from the factory to the point of purchase. At checkout, these tags will replace the ubiquitous barcodes that get scanned one by one. Since RFID tags are read wirelessly and instantly, a whole shopping cart of products can be processed in mere seconds, without unloading and reloading the cart. Eventually, there won't even be checkout lines. We'll merely walk our carts out the door, where products and payment devices will be read wirelessly. Buying 100 items will be a fast, streamlined process. Just as important, these tags will stay with the merchandise all the way through disposal. This will make it easy to know that your jacket is at the cleaners or when the milk in the fridge has expired. Third, privacy issues will be the biggest factors limiting universal deployment of the network of everything. But the trends editors expect solutions to these issues to be fairly simple. For example, clothing will come with RFID tags intended to let you keep track of your wardrobe and update it by having your closet read the tags and send information to stores where you shop. But if you don't want that service enabled, equipment installed at the point of purchase will be able to zap the RFID tag so that it no longer works, eliminating a significant privacy threat to some people. An entire industry will spring up to do nothing but deactivate or reprogram intelligent sensors for those who don't want to share certain data with others. And fourth, technical issues will also need to be addressed before the network of everything can become a reality. For example, bandwidth will quickly become a problem as everything begins to connect wirelessly to everything else. Right now, only around 15 to 20% of the capacity of the most frequently used bands has been allocated. This is destined to change, and to change quickly. One answer to this problem will be reconfigurable devices that are capable of beamforming, a technology that uses antenna that behave more like spotlights than the current antenna that radiate in all directions. The result would be a much more efficient use of scarce frequency bands. Another short-term challenge is the looming shortage of internet addresses. The current internet address system, called IPv4, allows for roughly 4.3 billion unique addresses. In a world of 7 billion people, with requests for addresses doubling every year, 4 billion is certainly not enough. The inevitable solution will be IPv6. This protocol will involve transition costs, but will allow more than enough addresses. 340 undecillion. To put that figure in simpler terms, it's equivalent to the number 34 followed by 37 zeros.